Here we go. It's Tuesday afternoon, 2:30, and Margaret Mills is back. Hi, Margaret. How are you today?
Hello, Scott. I'm very well, thank you.
And last week you were dealing with ghosts. The week before that you were dealing with ghosts. So are you still going to be dealing with ghosts this week?
No, I'm not. We're going to have a change.
All right.
And we're going to talk about a Norman Baron instead.
A Norman Baron?
A Norman Baron.
Who is?
Who is a gentleman named Robert Fitzwalter of Dunmo in Essex.
All right. Tell us more.
Now, Robert Fitzwalter in the 1200s in Dunmo in Essex was quite an important man. He was one of the barons who virtually forced King John to listen to reason. And with all the talk about Magna Carta and celebrations of the signing of the Magna Carta, he's quite an important man as far as Essex is concerned. He argued with the king, and he argued very bitterly with King John, which wasn't a particularly good thing to do in the 1200s.
Might have been a bit risky.
No, he argued with him over the fact that he wasn't allowing the barons enough freedom and that he wasn't keeping to the terms of the documents that he'd signed. But he also argued with him over something slightly more personal, Robert's daughter, Matilda. It's said, legend has it, that King John propositioned Matilda.
Really?
And when Matilda rejected the evil king's advances, he had her poisoned.
Nice.
Charming. Probably not uncommon if you cross the king in those days. But anyway, unfortunately, a sad end for Matilda. But if you go into the Priory Church at Dunmo, there's a stone effigy of a female figure who is reliably said to be Matilda, Robert Fitzwalter's daughter.
Really?
And there's another twist to this story in that Essex has a connection to a well-known legend, because it's rumoured that the story of Matilda and her rejection of wicked King John and her death because of her rejection was the basis, at least, for the story of Maid Marian and Robin Hood.
Oh, really?
Mm.
Now, that's extraordinary.
So it's quite interesting that, the famous expression, not many people know that Essex does have this connection with the legend of Robin Hood.
Now, something I learnt just fairly recently, when the Magna Carta, at the time that the we were celebrating the 800th anniversary of the signing of the Magna Carta, or the sealing of it, I should say, was that the barons were not the nice chaps that we all thought that they were. Could be quite nasty, is that right?
That's right. And I'm sure that Robert Fitzwalter himself was probably quite a ruthless character. Certainly, he was one of the barons who was a signatory to the Magna Carta and was very vocal in his opposition to King John.
Yes.
But on another level, yes. I mean,
as far as the local people were concerned.
As far as he was an oppressive master of the local people. And I think we're fairly safe in assuming that if you happen to be a Saxon in a Norman world, life could be pretty uncomfortable for you.
Okay, many thanks for that. And next week?
I'm going to talk about Catherine Canham, who was known as the bigamist of Thorpe Leesowken.
Blimey, that sounds interesting. We should look forward to that. Thank you very much indeed, Margaret.
Thanks, Scott.